Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I
welcome everybody to Blog Talk Radio. It's April 5th, 2016, and we have a wonderful show lined up for you tonight with Dr. Alali and her distinguished guest and our guest from Canada and our co-host Nathan on the spot, Nathan Hill, and I'm Ida. And like I said, welcome, and the show is brought to you live and recorded and sent all over the world. So, without any further ado, Dr. Alali, are you there? And one more thing, our disclaimer, the show is for, I can't say our disclaimer or not, Dr. A.
I got you.
But through your time, thank you.
No problem, Ida. You've been through enough the last couple of weeks, and we got you 100%. Our disclaimer is, ladies and gentlemen, this is an educational show. The information shared here is not intended to render any type of prognosis, diagnosis, or treatment or protocol to cure and eradicate diseases. It is simply to introduce new technologies, new methodologies, new strategies by which you can make your environments safer environments to live in and use nanotechnologies to support your health. And we want to give special shout out to Nathan Hill, who is the sponsor of this show. He's a mighty man of God, and we're just grateful for his love and compassion for us. We want to thank our Canadian family for being on the show tonight. because they have taken this broadcast from the United States, and they have it all over in the province of both Quebec and Ontario, and are sending it around the world. Special shout out to our friends in Iceland who are using the nano biobalancer flat battery technologies over there for pain mitigation, or pain management, I should say. And just to everyone that's on the line tonight, our special guest tonight is Dr. Theodore Watkins, who hails from Cleveland, Ohio. He's a medical doctor, a prominent and distinguished medical doctor, because he has an integrated medicine practice. He uses both naturopathic and allopathic treatment regimens in his practice, and his office is located on Capitol Hill. It's amazing how God is orchestrating this whole campaign and the evolution of the nano biobalancer slash flat battery, because this little device, this little ultra thin 1 inch by 1 inch, is revolutionizing lives across America. And it just so happened I got introduced to Dr. Watkins. Actually, several of his clients have had their houses retrofitted by me, but the big party I shared with everybody that I went to 3 weeks ago on Capitol Hill, everybody was so astounded at the transformation of this lady's personality and the miracle of her health. She had colon cancer that went into remission, but not only that, she had a personality that was very aggressive, very crass. Sometimes she would be so unkind that she established a reputation. Her reputation was established around that kind of behavior. And so one of the people that I met at the party called Dr. Watkins and said, "Listen, you have got to meet Dr. Lally. I witnessed this woman's behavior do a 180 transformation from being unkind, inconsiderate. She would cuss you out, tell you off, to being somebody who is graciously kind, hospitable, and she wanted me to tell the world about her smart house." And I have met with Dr. Watkins. I introduced him to the nanotechnology, but the exciting thing for me was he has had a concern for environmental health and toxic environments, their impact on health, for a very long time. So join me and welcoming to our show tonight, Dr. Theodore Watkins. And Dr. Watkins, if you'll just give us kind of like a brief overview of who you are and how you got the passion and the interest in involving environmental health in your care regimen.
Good evening. I'm glad to be with you this evening. You know, my name is, as you mentioned, is Dr. Theodore Watkins. I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio. And I've been in Washington, D.C. since 71. I came here to go to medical school, and I ended up working at the National Institute of Health while applying to medical school, and then went to Howard University College of Medicine. After that, I did a 5-year residency in surgery, which ended in 1980. After that, I left surgery and started a practice in holistic medicine. One of my patients and friends, also colleagues, called me up and asked me to meet with this doctor who had something that I needed to see. I must admit that knowing my schedule, I really didn't plan on involving myself in anything else. But I was going to be courteous, you know, talk with the lady, and then, you know, basically, you don't call me, I'll call you, you know. But I was so impressed with Dr. Alawi that I had to investigate further. You know, it was really too good to be true. And so I started looking at asking questions, talking to others, and became convinced that this was truly one of the best-kept secrets in town. I knew a little of the electromagnetic field. I had interviewed a physician, a radio program, a couple years ago, talking about the cell phone. But at the time, the information was very, very new, and there was some suspicion, but no data. And certainly no one was doing anything in terms of really combating these terrible static waves, as Dr. Alawi is. So I was very, very impressed with the interview, and said, you know, I need to really involve my patients in this, and that's what we've done.
Well, I'm so excited because Dr. Watkins, you are highly respected globally. You're an international authority in medicine. You're highly respected across the spectrum of your colleagues and your peers there, not only in Washington, D.C., but actually from coast to coast. And what was exciting to me was your vast knowledge on the subject matter of electromagnetic radiation and just beyond electricity, just your knowledge of the fact that there were environmental toxins, chemicals, gases, et cetera, that really were wreaking havoc and causing diseases. And so what was so rewarding and refreshing for me in my interview, my meeting with you, was that I was talking to somebody who had a learning curve of the problem. And I want to publicly thank you for your interest and thank you for your compassion, because not only were you willing to hear my story, you were willing to allow me to demonstrate its application in many different levels. And you actually put me to the test. You put the technology to the test. You spent about a whole week testing the various applications to draw your own conclusions. And when you saw that the technology and the application of it was replicable with the same results, then you began to have me document and give you references of doctors, medical doctors, other scientists and people who were using the technology and getting improved health benefits. And we have the extraordinary opportunity tonight because we have some members from our Canadian family on the line, and we have the family, the husband and the wife. We have the young lady that had the brain tumor that I was sharing with you. Her name is Rita. And her husband's name is Lynn. They're from Quebec, Canada, and they have an extraordinary story. So, Lynn and Rita, welcome to the show tonight. But I want Dr. Watkins to hear about your brain tumor from you. So, if you don't mind opening up just sharing your testimony, we would appreciate that.
Hello, Dr. Ray.
Hi, Rita. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be on. So you want me to say it again, huh?
Yeah, I would love you to say it again because Dr. Watkins, when he was spellbound when I shared your testimony, and I actually called Rod to get your phone number so you could talk to him directly. I want him to hear it from your mouth. And so I know we don't always have the opportunity of you and Lynn, because your schedules are really busy being on the show, but this is kind of like a God moment. So I have to seize the moment if you don't mind sharing.
Okay, well, I was diagnosed in 2009 with a small tumor on near the pituitary gland. And following that, I had in 2000 an MRI in 2009. After that, another one in 2011. And I think in 2009, it was 2 milliliters, 1 or 2, I don't know what, milliliter, milli, whatever it's figured in. Then in 2011, it was growing. And then I had another one in 2013, an MRI. And then it was, then I was worried about, because the doctor said now we might have to operate. Well, that's one thing I didn't want. But if needed be, well. So meanwhile, Len and Rod were talking and talking with you. And Rod said that we should apply the flat battery on a LED light, flashlight, and apply it to on my, because I had a headache all the time. So every night for 2-3, maybe 30 seconds, 2-3 times a night, I would put it on my forehead. And so in 2013, when I had the last MRI, and when I went for my visit in December 2014 to see my neurologist, when he read it, when he looked at it, because I was wondering, and I said, what about that tumor? So he looked at it, and he looked at me, and he said, well, it's not there anymore. It's not visible. So that
wow.
was a, yeah, that was a wow. And the headaches are gone. They were gone. I haven't had them since.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long after you had been using the flat battery on the LED light did your headaches stop?
I would say it took probably like something like 3-4 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Watkins, do you have any questions for her?
Yes. What else were you doing besides using the light?
Nothing. Well, my husband did do the house. He put some filters with
the
Q1s on them.
Were those filters put in the bedroom, Lynn?
We started off one in the bedroom, and by being on the same phase, there was one plug on the outside wall of the bedroom, so we put a Q1 on the filter and put it there, and therefore the room was taken care of pretty well, and that's what happened, helped Rita there.
And plus, Dr. Watkins, that process is translated as making a bedroom sanctuary.
Okay.
That has become the standard protocol that we try to use. In Canada, the small filters that you saw me demonstrate do not work in the homes and buildings up there. We have to use the alpha filters, which is what this particular filter that they have is classified as. And Rod actually took my 4-day training. Rod, are you still on the show?
Of course.
Yes.
I'm here.
Just give Dr. Watkins kind of an overview of the 4-day training and how it empowered you, number one, to be able to discern the situation when you heard Lynn talking about it, number one. And number two, how you came to direct him to use the flat battery bioharmonizer on the light and use the filter on the wall.
Oh, a tall order, Doc. The bottom line that, I don't know, I think it comes from you and your training. But first of all, the training was quite extensive. It was intensive as well. It was long days, but well worth it. And, you know, you got to just listening to you, anybody who was present in the room, their mouths were always sitting on the floor. We were finding out really from you how bad our environment that we live in, that we think is safe, is not. And, you know, it's a training that you will always think of. It's a training that if you have the opportunity to go back and go through it a second time, you would, because you're going to pick up more information. With Len, and this is what I was saying before, it basically came from you. Experiment. That's the key word. You don't know what you can end up doing to help your well-being. And that's in the use of this technology. And I keep saying that to Len. And every time Len asked me a question, I said, you know what my answer is? He says, yeah, experiment. And you can ask him, because we talk quite frequently on the phone, and always about how we can convey this technology to the general public. But, you know, and even I do the same thing with Mario. We all do it here. And, you know, Mario and I spent probably a couple of hours on the phone with the case that I had with this lady called Francine, where she got a flat battery at the end of May, and she was a lady who slept so poorly, where if she slept 10 hours, it would feel as if she only slept 4. She would always, always wake up tired.
Wow. And
the difference was the fact that the electric utility wires from the street ended up being basically the same height as her bedroom, where her head would lie, facing those wires. And in the wall where her head was, there were no electric wires. I checked that. In fact, I double-checked it. And what she did is she had her old-style flip-flop cell phone. It had a flat battery in it. It stayed on her night table or her dresser on the other side of the foot of the bed. And what was it? In November, 6 months later, when I sat down to talk to her, if only to get information and to get her reaction, she told me any question from me, she was sleeping better. The only thing that made sense was that cell phone, always looking for her cell tower, was broadcasting all night long while she slept. And slowly but surely, her sleeping habits improved. Because
wow.
It was like an invisible shield that was protecting her and protecting her from the EMFs coming from the electric utility wires outside. So,
wow.
The one thing both Lynn and Rita and myself and even Mario have discovered is that you never know what you can end up achieving by only experimenting with your own personal body and using the technology. So
Absolutely, Rod. And that's... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no, it's okay. I'm finished.
That's a fabulous point, because Dr. Watkins, we also have Mario on the phone, who is from Quebec also, the province of Quebec. He is an environmental health physicist, a practitioner, and his primary interest is in dairy farmers. He was significantly responsible for bringing us to one of the second largest farms in Quebec and getting us the opportunity to build a bioharmonic for the largest robot I have ever seen that milks dairy cattle. And it was not like a run in there, you know, do an hour type of thing and run out. We actually had 8 environmental health physicists, practitioners, and 2 electricians that went up on that farm. It was an 8-hour, almost a 9-hour study and simulation that we did. And Mario, are you on the show tonight? I'm not sure if he made it in or not, but we have to get him to share the testimony of what happened when we went up on that farm and we retrofitted the farm, how it biobalanced the cows, and the cows became more contented, how it the farmer just could not believe how these systems, when we insulate the electrical system and the gas system, it creates an energy wave that diffuses the smell. And it took 90% of the smell of urine and manure out of that barn in about an hour and a half. And the cows became so contented, even though we were up there to do a simulation that was part of their training. And one of the clinical practicums, so to speak, was to demonstrate how effective bioharmonizing a dairy farm would be for animals. And Mario was able to get that opportunity, and the farmer said, "Don't take the technology off. I know this is a learning experience for everybody, but I want to buy this stuff. Just leave it on, and how much is it?" And so Mario has been monitoring the effects of that experience for the last 3.5 years. And the farmer just renewed, I understand, the contract to continue going into the 4th year. So, Dr. Watkins, we are creating a paradigm shift in healthcare, not only for human beings, but for plants and animals. And so, do you have any questions for Rod? Any more questions for Lynn and Rita?
Not right now, no.
Okay, terrific. Well, I want to thank everybody. We have also the distinguished team, Ida Morris and Nathan Hill from South Carolina, who took my training. I actually met Ida in California. I had a beta marketing test at Longevity International, which is one of the largest nutraceutical companies that are publicly traded. And she had heard they were bringing my BioBalancer for a test market. And she actually came from South Carolina to Ontario, California, to meet me. And after I presented out there, she came up to shake my hand, and she was telling me, "Ida, just give him a little bit of testimony of what intrigued you about me and this technology to make you get on a plane and go all the way across the United States to meet me." Go ahead.
Well, I have been, I'm an allergy sufferer, and occasionally my ears would bother me, but this time it was just something different about it. I was near the point of going to the doctor. I thought I had an ear infection because the earwax was just, like almost draining a little bit out of my ear. It had gotten thin, and the only thing I could think was an ear infection, and I heard Dr. Alali or someone talking about her and the nanobiobalance sort of flat battery. And I said, "Well, I got to hear more about this." And I went on the website and did a little more, pulled up another video of you talking. And that's when I heard about the first young person that you worked with the seizures. And I was excited. I said, "Wow, maybe that'll work for me and do something." So, but I still didn't make the connection with that in my ear. But just for the fact that we had so many conference calls that we listened to and you know, I said, well, maybe it'll help just, you know, with listening to the calls on the phone. And I think it wasn't a week or two after having the flat battery on my phone that the earwax stopped draining out of my ear and the irritation stopped. And, well, I've been hooked ever since on the flat battery. I wear one on my, have one on my phone, and I try to keep one on me at all times. And
wow.
When they said you were going to be there in California, so I've got to meet this person. And it's been celebrity and fame all the since, ever since then. I love to hear Dr. A talk about the flat batteries and the wonderful things they'll do, and it's just amazing. And I'm so glad that God gave her this technology, the knowledge to produce the technology.
Well, I am just so grateful to have your love and support. But tell Doctor, just share if you don't mind about your thyroid.
Oh, yes, yes. That was a condition that I had prior to the ear problem, and I was diagnosed in 2009 with Graves' disease, and had been on medication ever since then, and have been trying through new natural ways to get off the medication. But it wasn't until after having the flat battery with me, I think for maybe almost a year, that when I finally went back to the doctor, and he didn't even know I wasn't taking the medication anymore, and my numbers were good. They had gone back down to normal. And I had taken myself off the medication, I think 6 months prior to that visit, because I'd been weaning off a little bit by little bit because I wanted to see what affects, you know, the flat battery, because I'd been doing the natural things with the, you know, selenium and calcium and other vitamins, but adding the flat battery, I think, is what really brought my levels or stabilized my thyroid levels, that I'm not on any medication at all now for my thyroid.
How long has that
wow.
been?
Wow.
I was tested again. I had my thyroid levels checked back in December of 2015, and the doctor said they were good.
Wow. This story continues to amaze me, Doc, because it was that testimony that got Mr. Hill intrigued, and he is the sponsor and the co-host of Nathan on the Spot. What he tries to do is identify positive things in the community throughout the nation and puts us on the spotlight. And it was Ida's testimony that intrigued him. And tell Dr. Watkins about Ida, how you you brought the flat battery to the lady that had arthritis and couldn't go to church.
Oh, yeah, Miss Carolyn here. She was a part of our group that we met once a week, and she got out of the car, and she was holding on, and she could barely get into the building that night for the meeting. And I said, Miss Carolyn, I got her in the building. I helped her in, and I the flat battery on her knee under her band. And she did, you know, and then we went on with our meeting that night, and I looked at her and said, Miss Carolyn, can you come up and say something for us? And she got up. I said, how is that knee doing? And she said, oh, my God. The pain was gone. And I think after, maybe 20, 30 minutes, when she walked in, I had to help her into the building. And after placing the flat battery on her knee, she stood up and walked up to the front, not even limping, not even feeling the pain.
Wow.
She wasn't aware that the pain was gone. She hadn't even paid attention, right? Is that what you're saying?
That's right. She was not aware that the pain was gone.
And how long had she had that pain?
I'm not sure. You know, she said it started earlier that day or whatever, but she was limping when she got there, could barely get out of the car. I'm not sure what happened to cause the pain, But she didn't have it when she left because she had that flat battery on. She bought that one that night. And, you know, she
That's
was
cute.
Able to walk around without pain for the rest of that night. And far as I know, I hadn't seen her lately, but she has a flat battery on. She keeps one with her.
Wow. Did Angel make it on? Angel from North Carolina? She's a 919 area code. Doc, hopefully if she can get in, she was saying she was having some technical problems, but you'll be able to hear the testimony of the mother with the child with 600 seizures a day. Nathan, I don't know, is there a way we can three-way her into the show?
Yeah, if I have a phone number, I could call her. But I got
okay.
a 202. I got a 202. Just popped in. They're alive. Hold it. I got another one.
Okay.
Let me see who
you got. You have a 919?
Yeah. There she go.
That's her. Okay.
That's
hey, Miss Angel.
Hi. How are you all? I apologize. I had the wrong number out. I had them converted for some reason. I apologize for calling in late.
You don't have to apologize. We are so grateful that you made it into the line because I had the distinct opportunity to introduce you to one of medicine's finest practitioners and physicians, Dr. Theodore Watkins, who's world-renowned. I met him. He heard about my work and interrupted his very busy schedule to meet with me just out of a courtesy to one of his distinguished patients. And that encounter has turned into him doing an investigative study on this new protocol, how we can retrofit environments and these nanotechnologies and how they are rendering promising hope. And I told him, you've got to hear the testimony of the mother with the child that has 600 seizures. So share your testimony with Dr. Watkins, please.
First of all, I'm even thankful and grateful, Dr. Watkins, that you have taken the time and opportunity to receive the magnificent Dr. Lolly's energy and effort with what she has, because what most people don't realize is that God uses people to present things, and Dr. Lolly has been definitely a major presenter in my life, because my daughter went from having, it was more than 600 seizures a day, down to 300 seizures a day, down to no seizures as long as she's wearing the nanos. And the only time she has an episode is when she does not have all her nanos on. I don't know if sometimes we become too comfortable in my home or what have you, but that's the only time. And that's the only time she doesn't have them on. Or if she forgets one and takes one out of her shoe and puts it somewhere and can't find it in the morning, rushing to go to school, and doesn't say, Mommy, I don't have 3 nanos. But, you know, since August of last year, my life, her life, my family life, her school life, her mental life, her physical life has changed tremendously. It's just been something beyond what you even recognize God has the ability to do. I'm not saying anything other than what God has the ability to do, because I've seen the change in my child that it's just God-like. It's only God that could have been a part of this to make the significant changes that he's made. You know, my daughter's been in high school for 4 years. Academically, we've been teaching her math, the basis over and over since kindergarten. It's like she starts over every year. And for the first time this year, my daughter has made AB honor roll. She never had to stand outside and wonder what they did at the what she called it, the breakfast for the smart students is what she called it. Only the smart students get to go to this breakfast twice a year, and it's the AB honor roll breakfast, and I've never been. And for the first time she went this year, she had a 99% average in a class, which is something unheard of that has never happened for my daughter. And she learned to count money, which is something that has been one of the most difficult. It became so difficult in a meeting with the principal, her teacher. They call them IEP meetings here, which breaks down individual evaluation plan for your child academically to proceed through school. That's specialized for your child here in Wake County, in North Carolina. So my daughter had an IEP, and the principal at the school blatantly said, let's stop it with the math. We see that she has not progressed. And the same steps she's been taking since she started, she's still making those same steps, and you have to repeat what you've done every year. Let's not stress her out about that. But I don't give up that easy. I'm like, I'm not stressing her out, but if I die, I want my daughter to be able to count money. I mean, who doesn't want their child to be able to at least get change, know that they're not getting gypped on their change, or be able to pay for a purchase? You know, some of the things they want you to overlook, you can't overlook. You have to have a will stronger than anybody else's will for your child. And not being able to count money, not being able to do something that makes you be able to substantiate yourself as a citizen of the United States and be able to survive, you can't just take. You can't tell me my child's not going to learn that. We'll sit around and do that all day, every day, after she graduates high school, if that's what you're saying, but I didn't believe that. And she has learned since then to count money, and that's my point, is that it's been a struggle. And so I could go on with the number of things she's learned to do and has been able to do, like babysit and just take care of other people's children. I would have never left my child with someone else's child, newborn baby, because of the number of seizures she had. And I would not be able to live with myself with that. So I would never do that. But she's able to do that. And, I mean, and she loves it. And she's just a nurturer and a caretaker from the heart. So for her to be able to love on little babies and little children and give that back in her own way, it's just emotionally overwhelming for me as a parent. And I'm just so thankful and grateful for Dr. Lolly and Dagon, who introduced me to the protocol for the nanotechnology. And, you know, she always says it's not intended to treat, cure, or diagnose someone of any illness, but whatever she has some miraculous powers with it, and it does some wonderful things. And I am a mother of, my daughter is 19, she will be 20 this year. She'll graduate high school before her 20th birthday. She was held back twice along the way. So everything that's occurring is a blessing. And I know I'm like kind of taking over the show and not letting anything come in, but I am grateful. Like, I don't know if anybody has ever prayed that God bless them with something and they just be there for the individual that blessed them for the rest of their life, but it's nothing Dr. Alali, it's nothing you can't ever need for me that is even outside of my reason of grasping, that I wouldn't go and try to help you get if you needed that from me, because that's how grateful I am for what God has blessed you to bless me and my daughter with, and I'm so appreciative of that.
Thank you so much, Angel. That is really touching. And your story and your journey has been one that on this show we periodically have you come in because everybody is so interested in you and destiny and your journey. Dr. Watson, do you have any questions for her?
Yes, I do. Thank you so much for your willingness to share. I could feel your excitement, and yet I could also feel your pain. At what age did your daughter start having seizures?
18 months.
18 months. And what brought them on? Fever or what?
We were in a restaurant eating. She had a I remember it like it was yesterday. She had a strawberry in her hand, and she bit it twice. And she was just sitting there in the wooden chair that they bring you when you get a seat at a restaurant table. And all of a sudden, my daughter's eyes are stuck to the far left side of her head, and it's almost as if her neck is ticking, but it doesn't, it can't go but so far, and it just keeps clicking back and forth, and she's stuck. And I don't know what brought it on. I don't know what
it was.
An
allergic reaction to the strawberry.
And I would have said the same thing. However, she eats strawberries all day, every day, and nothing happens. So I don't know if it was perhaps a chemical on the strawberry that she ate at the time, more so
it could
than
have been
the strawberry
mold.
Itself.
It could have been mold.
Wow.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure,
yeah.
But I know how what resonated with me the most at the time of the incident was my environment. And my environment was my daughter was in one of those wooden booster seats with a big red strawberry in her hand with the green stem off the bottom. And she took two bites, and after she swallowed it, she began to have that look, and her eyes got stuck in the left side of her head, and that tick in her neck. From there, that is everything I remember from the beginning of what caused it, and I can't even tell you what she had right before that to eat, because for me, the memory actually begins with the strawberry in her hand, watching her take those two bites, and from there it goes into the future, but that's it.
And so share with Dr. Watkins how she's been on a ketogenic diet and restricted on her intake, and how she uses the flat battery nano to energize her food, and now she's able to eat anything she wants.
Whereas before,
foods would give her seizures.
Yes. She was on the ketogenic diet, high fat, high protein intake, low carb intake. It didn't really do much for her because, of course, if you don't do it 100% perfectly, you fail at it. So you have to be mindful of who that's prescribed to, especially when it consists of you washing your hands or putting on lotion. Things of that nature is so sensitive. Nonetheless, my daughter, it wasn't something that would have worked for her, even though we tried it for about a year and a half, 2 years. Basically, all the fat ended up going to her breast, which at some point she had a breast reduction. But her fat tissue went there. She couldn't eat anything she had eaten before, which was very difficult because what do children do? You're in middle school, you've eaten regular foods all your life. Now they tell you you can't eat sugar, you can't eat this, that, or the other. What do? She's eating sugar. You sneak it. You ask your friend, can you have some, and that throws your diet off. Dr. Alali gave me, Gagan actually gave me the Nano to use, and Dr. Alali walked me through a process that showed me how energizing her food would allow her to eat anything. My daughter, if she ate any sugar, she would have a seizure within the next 30 to 45 minutes. Now she can eat anything she wants to, literally any. And this is my daughter. It does not cause her to have a seizure as long as she puts her Nano on it from anywhere from 3 to 10 seconds. And she normally just, I have her Nano in a necklace on a stretchy string, so she just pulls it out from her neck, sticks it up under whatever it is she's about to eat. She counts to 10, and it's done. And it's the most amazing thing that I cannot explain, because if I could explain, I would know what Dr. Alali knows, but I don't know it. But it's just the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. But I don't care how it works. I know it works, and that enough for me is enough. It's enough for my family, even her teachers. Everybody around my daughter that knows her has seen the change, and it's just been amazing.
And it's been so exciting to hear and to be part of this journey. Dr. Watkins, the next person I want to introduce you to who is not on the show tonight, but in the near future, I want you to meet the distinguished Gagan Hunter, who is a naturopathic practitioner in North Carolina. He is distinguished because Destiny is the first person to use three nanos. Everyone else is reporting that they are managing their seizures. They're using one nano in a necklace around their neck, or wearing it in their shoe, and that helps them to remain seizure-free. One nanos would not work for Destiny. But he testified on the radio show about two weeks ago that he was so intrigued and that he felt that there was more, and he was just asked God to guide him, and two would not work for her. But when they got to three, three nanos work for her, one in each shoe and one in a necklace around her neck. So she is the first person that requires three nanos in order to have balance and be seizure free. We are so excited because she's been on a clinical study in New York for almost 5 years. And so Angel, share with them how the practitioners on that study have responded, and how they've included the nanos in the study now.
Well, if anybody of an MD level knows about studies, they know that when you start a study, you want a consistency of everything that's gone on from the beginning of the study to remain throughout the study. Well, with Destiny, unfortunately, that's not what's happened. Because here in the last 8 months, we've introduced the Nano, and now the reduction of seizures and with documentation of whether or not she has the Nanos on or has the Nanos off, which she's always had the Nanos off when she's had her seizures, they've now included the fact that her seizure reduction has been influenced by something outside of their study, which is called a nano, and it is now put into her file as a part of the study, which they never even imagined to happen, because what doctors want any extra information that is not inclusive of their study in their study, and that's what happened. and now it is a part of the study. And the doctor has saw how my daughter was. She could not balance on one foot. She could not walk on her tippy toes. She couldn't walk on her heels. It was certain things she couldn't do when it came to balance. And when he saw her this last time, he said, "This is the best I've ever seen her. Could you please tell me what do you think this has contributed to?" I said, "It has nothing to do with this study. It has nothing to do with this oil. It has nothing to do with any of that. This is about nanotechnology." And I could see his ears raised as if he's wondering what I'm talking about. And at some point, he's gonna engage me, but it's just not appropriate on the professional level. So I see why he does not. I see why he doesn't do it. But I know that he wants to, and there's so much I want to tell him and explain to him about it. But his schedule is so tight, and he's so one of those doctors at Columbia that you can't. His time is limited, and when your time is up, your time is up, and you don't get any extra, it's on to the next person because they are waiting.
What's exciting about Destiny's case also, Dr. Watkins, is that her primary physician, Dr. Covington, was so impressed by the nanos. He wasn't impressed by the story. What really intrigued him was he has arthritis, and when he wanted to try them out himself, and tell the story about that, Angel, how he used them and what happened.
Instantly, literally. When I say instantly, he put them in his shoes and I did the 3 test nano for him, in which that's what he needed. I mean, I did the test on him, and it came out to needing 3 nanos, but that was what he needed. And he put one in each of his heels and one in his coat pocket. And then my daughter dropped something on the floor. He went to pick it up, and it threw him off psychologically because he said, "I haven't reached to pick something up on the floor that long in so long. It scared me when I went to pick it up, and she got it before I did." Because I couldn't figure out what the whole body language thing was going on with him when he went to go pick it up. I didn't know pain was that significant for him. But afterwards, he explained to me that I couldn't bend down and pick that up. I couldn't reach for that. I would have never even thought to reach for that. But for some reason, that's exactly what I did. And he was, from there, he was intrigued, and that's how he and Dr. Lolly established their relationship.
And where was his pain?
Arthritis, back and knees. He was actually in so much pain, he started going down to working 3 times a week. And he was like, "If I don't get this pain down, I'll probably have to come in once a week, and then we know what's after that, which is a close of practice."
So we're excited because Dr. Covington is excited. He wants to pull data on Destiny and do his own clinical investigation. And so Dr. Watkins, we have met you in a very timely way, at a time when all this interest in the medical profession is coming to fruition. Is Jerisha, does Jerisha make it to the line? Area code 704, Nathan.
704. 704. I don't see a 704. I have a question.
All right.
Angel, okay. How's your brother?
He's doing well. He is going to be 50 this year, and they said he wouldn't make it to live to be 13. So, I mean, I am ecstatic. Every year is a blessing. He continues to thrive through even be further and beyond what I would think would be what he would be, where he would be right now.
How many nanos do you have on? Go ahead. Do he wear nanos? Do he wear nano also?
His room is protected in that. I have nanos. I need to get my whole house done, but I can't do that right now. So for him, his entire room is every socket, every outlet, the television, anything electronic in his room has a nano on it.
Go ahead now.
Everything. All right. I mean, and his condition is not getting worse. And most people think he would be gone by now. Like he's died at least 9 times medically, so he's still here now. I don't see him going anywhere anytime soon, and I'm like, if the thought of the nanos is helping me keep my brother around, because I love him and I want him, and I actually need him more than he needs me, because he's my big brother. I will continue to put the nanos in his room. I don't want anything extra hurting him anyway, especially if it's something I can't see. You know, it's my responsibility to protect him from the things I can. So if I can possibly protect him from what I can't see, I want to do that.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think Dr. A got dropped for a moment. He got dropped. I don't see a call in again. So anybody else have anything else they want to say? Dr. Watson? Yeah.
No, I'm just, I'm really, very pleased at the testimonies, and how well this nanotechnology is working. I am impressed with what I'm seeing so far. You know, you read about things, but you want to get evidence, and I'm seeing it in my patients. I had a patient who was very sensitive to, it appears, mold in her house. And her house was retrofitted this past Friday, so I called her today just to see how she was doing. And she had been really complaining, and she was so excited today. I mean, it was just overwhelming. Excitement at how well she's feeling after just a few days. She said, I slept in my bedroom the last 3 days. Now, prior to that, she was having to go to her daughter's house and sleep in her daughter's house because she could not sleep in her own house. And so I'm very, very excited about it and looking forward to getting further results with my.
Okay.
And I would just like to add, I did give nanos to a lady that worked at A&T University, and just testing her and putting her in the nanos, her posture changed. She began to stand straight up, and so, you know, the weekend went by. I called her on Sunday and I said, "Hey, how are you doing?" And she said, "I'm doing well." And you wouldn't believe, I went out and I stayed and I played in the rain all weekend long. And to me, that didn't mean anything. But what I didn't know was, for 30 years, that if the rain came, she was in severe pain. She had to cover her body from head to toe because the wind of the future rain coming, or the actual rain being in her presence, made her skin ache so bad that it was pain beyond belief. And so when she told me she went outside and played in the rain and I didn't get it, she explained it to me, and I was just like, wow, she said, but sometimes I get a headache. And I was like, how much water are you drinking? She said, I hadn't drank a lot of water. And I said, well, you know, it's important that if you're wearing the nanos that you stay hydrated. You have to drink plenty of water. And
okay.
She drank a bottle of water, and she was fine. And I was like, perfect. It
wow.
all works out the way Dr. Lolly said it works out. It's not, and I am 100% nanos for life.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I always set my water on my nano.
Yes.
Set
house water is nano.
Oh, yeah.
I have the filter system on my water system here in my house. So, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't see if Dr. A going to make it back in tonight. So, you have any thoughts? Anybody else have anything they want to say? Rod? Lynn?
No.
Ida?
No, just great testimonies. I'm glad to hear about Angel and everything that you're doing and that your daughter's doing great. And it's just great news that, you know, the nanos have helped all of us in so many different ways in our lives. And everybody has their own problem, and this work with our body system. That's just awesome.
Well,
and Dr. Watson,
I want to thank you all for sharing with me and helping to bring me up to speed on this technology. I'm seeing exciting results, and I'm looking forward to seeing much, much more as I. I had a couple really bad cancer patients today that I'm starting on the program protocol, and so I'm looking forward to getting some results from them.
Okay.
So we'll keep you informed as time goes on. I'm going to have to sign off at this time, but thank you so much for your willingness to share with me.
Well, we close it out
you.
For the night.
Thank you for listening.
All
thank
right.
If nobody else don't have anything, we could close out. Ida could close out for the night.
Okay. Well, thank everybody for being on the show, Dr. Watkins, Dr. Lolly, Ron, Lynn, and your wife and Angel, Nathan. Great job. And we'll see everybody next week. Have a great week.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye, Ida. Bye, Nathan.
Good night.
Night, Rod.